Not only has Jim Hannigan passed away recently, but another musical icon in the region, George Wesley, is now gone, and he was actually scheduled to perform at Cornstalk this year. Musicians around the region have been paying tribute to George Wesley's memory. Our own WVIA's George Graham did so, in fact, on Mixed Bag, with music that George Wesley recorded here at the WVIA studios for Homegrown Music.
Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. We all have dreams. Hold on to your dreams.
Hold On to Your Dreams by George Wesley, recorded here at the WVIA studios for Homegrown Music by George Graham, the George Wesley Band, performing here April 2007. George Wesley no doubt sang about holding on to our dreams in the years that he performed at the annual Northeastern Pennsylvania Labor Day celebration and festival at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre. He would have been there to perform again this year. Instead, there will be a tribute to his music making as part of the events on Monday, September 5th, Labor Day 2016. Wayne Namey is a member of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Labor Day Committee sponsoring the event, and he stopped in at the WVIA studios to fill us in.
The mission of this event is to honor our men and women who served our country in the military and then also labored in the coal fields and the garment sweatshops of Northeastern Pennsylvania.
You do it on, actually, Labor Day, symbolically, of course, but you invite everybody to join you outside in the park.
We are in Kirby Park on Monday, September 5th, from 10 until 6 o'clock. We will have events scheduled throughout the day with music, and we will have tables set up with memorabilia of the Ladies Garment Workers Union, the Coal Miners Union, and also Rosie the Riveter. There'll be information on the greatness of the ladies that were the Rosie the Riveters.
When you first got together and thought, let's do this, it's been growing, hasn't it, the event itself?
Yes. This is our fourth year raising money for the veterans at the CLC, the Community Living Center at the Wilkes-Barre Veterans Hospital. And we've been meeting all the veterans that live up there. We've been doing card games with them. We've been having a barbecue out in their pavilion up there, and our veterans in the Wilkes-Barre VA appreciate any thoughts and well wishes that they get.
Are they able to join you for the event?
The veterans that are outpatients at the Wilkes-Barre Veterans Hospital, some of them will be attending our event at Kirby Park, and we will honor them with a ceremony. The opening ceremonies is at 10 o'clock.
And you always are focusing on the tradition and the history, and sometimes you've had historical presentations or talks, anything like that this year?
Yes, we do. We have the Eckley Players coming on that day, and they are tentatively scheduled for 11 o'clock to put on a skit, and they will be dressed in that period clothing. And if you ever have a chance to get to Eckley Miners Village and see some of the volunteers in action, they do a wonderful job on preserving our history.
And you always have music, and it's a sad note this time because one of the staples of your past events that you've had, George Wesley, has always been there giving his time and talents in the service of helping bring attention to the veterans and the workers.
George Wesley has been very gracious in making sure he has been there every year for us. We pay our respects and wish him God's blessing. He had a message of good and helping people throughout his life, and that's what we're trying to teach here.
What other performers will you have?
We have a couple local bands. We have a gentleman that's provided his time by the name of Ron Scavone. He runs a music center in Wyoming, and he is coordinating for our event and is going to be providing a couple local bands to provide some musical entertainment.
How about food? We always think about getting together in a community and sharing food. Are there vendors, or do you have food for us?
There will be food vendors available for your enjoyment, good barbecues, and there'll be some ice cream and many other items for whole family's enjoyment.
What other kinds of things will be on the schedule?
We will have a tent with a silent auction going on that day. Also, we'll have some different union groups. Wilkes College Professors Association will be helping out, and a lot of community and labor organizations will be helping out and be on hand to honor our heritage. And I wanted to get any veterans organization group that wants to come out and promote something that they're doing, set up a tent, or we will provide a table for you if you cannot. It is free of charge. Just let us know.
When you talk to people who have attended past events, what kinds of things do people say, especially the young people?
They've enjoyed our music, and a lot of them didn't understand our heritage and past. Also, we're going to provide a coloring contest for kids on that day. We will have prizes available, and also the kids get an opportunity to learn about our labor heritage and what their grandparents did and what their great-grandparents did.
It's nice to have some place to go to share the experience with the community and each other.
It's a beautiful time of year, and on the pavilion at Kirby Park with the pond in your view is a beautiful atmosphere and beautiful scenery at our local Kirby Park. So I encourage all people to come out and honor our veterans and our people who labored in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Wayne Namey of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Labor Day Committee speaking with us about the 4th annual Northeastern Pennsylvania Labor Day celebration and festival to be held Monday, September 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre. There will be music, historical presentations, vendors with food and much more, children's activities, activities for the entire family. Admission is free, and the event will benefit the veterans of the region. That's the Northeastern Pennsylvania Labor Day Celebration and Festival, Monday, Labor Day, September 5th, 2016, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre.